stations. This is KM7 CAB Jack in Central Point, Oregon. I'll be acting as net control for the Skyward Newsnet tonight. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with emergency traffic? Once again, stations with emergency traffic only, please call now. This is KM7 CAB. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skyward Newsnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skyward and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows.
This is M7WKMZ.
Skyward Newsnet is on the KE0FOE-L Echo
Vegas, Nevada.
All Starlink 0734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31692, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC, or in my case in the Pacific Northwest at 5:30 p.m. Information about the Skyward Newsnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other IP nodes, is available online on our website at skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. Stand by, more follows.
Long double.
Good air now that you guys doubled that.
Is there a station out there with short time traffic or emergency traffic? Please call now. KM7 CIB listening.
N7WP.
N7WPP. Do you have priority traffic or emergency traffic for the net? Please call now.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, man, you're up, I think you said in Oregon, but you're connected to the C1 repeater, the Henderson Amateur Radio Club in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think it's, you're connected to All Star. I don't know if you want to disconnect or something.
KE0FOE.
KE0FOE from KM7CIB. Did you copy that, Caleb?
Yes, this is KU0FOE Net Manager. You are connected, station there, you're connected through a distant node that I have no control over. The only one I see you connected to on my side is the KG6GCG 447.82 repeater node, and I don't control that one. So unless you can control it or have someone else who can, I can't do anything. So I'm afraid you'll just have to wait or disconnect yourself.
Yeah, all right, copy that. If that KG6GCG is online, maybe you can disconnect it. But if not, we won't hold it up. Just try to get your net over with, and we'll figure it out from there. Thanks. WDC.
All right, Jack, feel free to continue. Maybe repeat that section because that station pretty much covered the entirety of it. Back to net control. This is KU0FOE.
Copy that, Caleb. All right, KM7CAB, I'm going to repeat our node list and repeater list here. The Skyward Newsnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echo node, All-Star Link node 60734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC, or in my case, 5:30 Pacific Time. Information about the Skyward Newsnet, including a list of participating repeaters and other VOIP nodes, is available online at our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. Stand by, more follows. KM7CIB continuing. The Skyward Newsnet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After a short time, we call for any VOIP stations, and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or miss your location, we do a final call from anyone, anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. All stations, please stand by for a special announcement from the Skyward Newsnet. This is KM7CAB Net Control for the Skyward Newsnet. Is there a station out there with priority traffic? I think I keep hearing to key up your local repeater. This is KM7CAB.
I believe it was that node trying to disconnect with touch tones there, Jack. Sorry about all that. I've disconnected the main one. So that section or that system will not be participating with the net. Apologies. KU0F back to net control.
Alrighty. Sounds good, Caleb. Thank you very much for your help. Alright, this is KM7CAB net control with a special announcement. Please join Skywarn Newsnet ham radio operators for the second year in a row as we operate the special event station November Zero Alpha, March 15th through March 29th, in an effort to encourage young hams throughout the U.S. and around the world to learn about severe weather awareness. We plan to operate single sideband and FTA on almost all HF bands. We will be on the air at various times of the day and night as time permits. If you don't have access to an HF radio, then be sure to check into at least one of our special event stations operational period. Those nets will take place on March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th. All check-ins to those three nets will be added to our November Zero Alpha special event log. Look forward to contacting you and many more hams, so please spread the word and be sure to give us some contact and say hello. Stand by, more follows. KM7CIB continuing. Before we open the Skyward Ethernet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Central Point, Oregon, it is 66 degrees with clear blue skies. And by more follows. We are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location, if you wish. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. Please call now.
Net Control, please check in November 5th, Juliet Bravo, Papa, N5JBP, Joe in Carroll County, Arkansas. We got beautiful clear skies and no wind.
E3AJN, Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Juliet November, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania, 49 degrees.
KN6WOW, Kilo November 6, Oscar Whiskey, Porter Ranch, California. We have a temperature of 81 degrees and a wind speed 17 to 28 miles per hour. Back to net.
Okay, we'll stop there and I'll acknowledge the stations that I heard. I copied N5JBP Joe in Carroll County, Arkansas with clear skies and no wind. I copy Anna, D3JN in B, Pennsylvania with 49 degrees. And I copy KN6WOW in Porter Ranch, California with 81 degrees and winds from 17 to 28 miles an hour. The KN6WOW station, could I get your first name for the log, please?
KN6WOW, John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November.
Copy that, John. Much appreciated. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location, if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or weather traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skywarn Usenet. Please call now.
This is Bob, AG7FR, that's Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Romeo, Klamath Falls, Oregon, currently 61.2 with clear skies. And no trivia question tonight. Back to you.
Good evening. This is KJ7 Zulu November Hotel, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon. 54 degrees and partly sunny. No further traffic.
All right, we'll stop there and I'll acknowledge the stations that I heard. I copy AG7FR, Klamath Falls, with 61.2 degrees and clear skies. Bob, I don't believe there's a trivia question tonight, but keep coming back in the next few weeks. Caleb has some pretty good ones that he's able to get. I also copy KJ7ZNH and picking up Junction. Good to hear from you, Ed. And I also copy 54 degrees with partly sunny. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now.
Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango, W7HLT. Tango. Location, Depot Bay, Oregon. Temperature is 48 degrees. Heavy cover, almost fog-like, and we haven't seen the sun in 2 days.
Okay, I copy W7HLT in Depot Bay with 48 degrees, heavy clouds like some like fog, and no sun in 2 days. I understand that. We went about 2 weeks with no sun here in Central Oregon back before Christmas. I did not get your name. I got some static, I think, when you said it. Could you please repeat it for me for the log?
I go by JT, Juliet Tango, JT.
Sounds good, JT. I appreciate it. All right, are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now. This is KM7CAB Net Control.
Kilo Fox 7, Queen November, India, KF7, Q and I. The name is Ray, Medford, Oregon.
There, and I'll acknowledge the stations that I was able to copy. I copy KF7 QNI, Ray in Medford with no other. There was another station in there, however, it was all heavy static. I believe either you're not hitting your repeater properly or your power isn't quite high enough. I'll do one more check-in for any stations here at the Pacific Northwest on the PRA system. Please call now.
Kilo, Gulf 7, Uniform Juliet, Brandon and Central Point, nothing to report. Thank you, KG7UU Jiggler.
Okay, I copy KG7UUJ, Brandon and Central Point. Good to hear from you, Brandon. I'll do one final call for any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest on the PRA system. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L EchoLink node, All-Star Link node 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB, Net Control for the Skyward Youth Net. Please call now.
N6ZAR, November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Scott in Eastvale, California. Current temperature of 83 degrees. No further traffic. 6ZAR, back to you.
WB6WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India, Gary in San Jose. It is 74 degrees and clear skies. No other traffic. Back to net control.
All right, we'll stop and I'll acknowledge the station that I heard. I copy N6ZAR, Scott, in Eastvale, California. Temperature 83 degrees and no further traffic. Thank you for checking in, Scott. And I copy WB6WNI, Gary, in San Jose with 74 degrees and clear skies. I'll do another check, another call for any more VOIP check-ins. Please call now.
I doubled with you on that last one. This is K7GND, Kilo 7 Golf November Delta. Larry in Florence, Oregon, currently 50 degrees, light rain and light wind. No further traffic.
KJ7AGQ, Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Golf, Quebec. My name is John, and I'm in Vancouver, Washington, and currently it's 48 degrees, and it was raining pretty hard earlier today, but it was a dry day yesterday.
Okay, the KJ7AGQ, John in Vancouver, Washington, 48 degrees and some pretty heavy rain earlier. I did copy K7GND, but I think my keyboard glitched, so I wasn't able to write down any of your information. Could you give me your name and all the rest of your other information, please?
Yes, Jack. This is Larry in Florence, Oregon. Current conditions, 50 degrees, light rain, light wind. No further traffic.
I copy that loud and clear, Larry. In Florence, Oregon, 50 degrees, light rain, and light wind. I appreciate it. I'll do one final call for any more VOI check-ins. Please call now.
KF0SDE, Kilo Foxtrot 0 Sahara Delta Echo, Doug in Kirbyville, Missouri. No further.
KN0LZE, Kilo November Zero Lincoln Zebra Edward Todd, Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. No traffic.
Robert Doug, Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay, I copy a couple stations there. I copy KF0SDE in Kirbyville, Missouri, with no traffic. And I copy KNOLZE Todd in Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. I think I heard another station in there. Do you have a amateur radio call sign for the net tonight? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. Since we had some more check-ins, I'll do one final call for any more VOIP check-ins. Please call now. This is KM7CIB Net Control. All right, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz, serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skyward Ethernet. Please call now. One final call for any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Please call now. All right, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area on the following repeaters: 444.75, 444.3, 145.33, and 927.4 megahertz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skyward Newsnet. Please call now.
N8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama. 63 degrees and cloudy with humidity of 89%. No traffic.
Okay, I copy N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama. I'll do another call for any and all hams checking in from the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now. One final call for any more check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skyward Newsnet. Please call now.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6 Golf Whiskey Rod in Santa Clarita. It's 85 degrees, clear. We got 15 mile an hour winds, northeasterly, gusting to 30. So decent, mild Santa Ana today. So nothing else for the net. Thanks for doing it, Jack. KO6GWR, clear.
All right, I copy KO6GWR, Rod, in Santa Clarita. Thanks for checking in, Rod. I'm happy to be here. Here you got 85 degrees, clear skies, and those Santa Ana winds are kicking up a little bit, 15 miles an hour from the northeast with gusting to 30. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area? Please call now.
This is KE6PGN, Kilo Echo 6, Papa Golf November. Name here is Rod. We have clear skies, and let's see, what's the temperature right now? It's about 60. So we're about 60 here. Back to net control. This is K6PGN.
I copy KE6PGN, Rod. Unknown location, but 60 degrees and clear skies. PGN station, do you mind giving me a location for the log, please?
Fraser Park, California.
I appreciate it. I copy Fraser Park, California. I'll do another call for any check-ins from the Los Angeles area in Southern California. Please call me. I'll do one final call for any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area. Please call now. This is KM7CIB Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri, Tri Lakes area on the following repeaters, 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 megahertz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Please call now.
This is KE0FOE, Kilo Echo Zero, Foxtrot Oscar Echo, Caleb in Branson. I currently have 60 degrees, clear skies, and I've recorded 3.83 inches of rain this past week. Other than that, no other traffic. Thanks so much for running the net, Jack, and looking forward to you helping me with N0A later this month. Back to you.
KJ6TQ, Kilo Juliet 6, Tango Quebec, George in Branson, Missouri, and I do have traffic.
Alrighty, I copy KE0FOE, Caleb in Branson, Missouri, with 60 degrees, clear sky, 3.83 inches of rain. I don't have a rain gauge, Caleb. I used my truck bed method, but in the 2 days I was at work about a week and a half ago, I had almost 3.5 inches of rain in the bed of my truck, so not sure how accurate it is, but that's what I'm going with. I also copy KJ6TQ, George in Branson, with traffic. Go ahead, George.
Thank you very much, Jack, and good evening to you and everybody on the net. This is KJ6TQ, George in Branson. I got a handful of things here. First of all, my apologies for the difficulties with All-Star tonight, the All-Star Link Network. Their stats and control page seems to be offline tonight. Very rare for that, and I don't know if that's been causing some of the control issues and the inability for systems to be dropped. I am not sure exactly what's going on with that, but unfortunately the connection was made into a third-party link, and we didn't have access to it to drop it, so not exactly sure how that happened. So good job anyway, Jack, with all that, and again, apologies. I do help with the All-Star Network on this end here. Also, like Caleb said, looking forward to making contacts with the N0A special event station. And speaking of contacts, I participated in the ARRL Worldwide DX contest this weekend and made just a little over 300 contacts. It was a lot of fun. HF was great on Saturday. Actually, it was amazing on Saturday and not so good today, but it was good enough. So that's all I have. Thanks for taking my check-in. And back to Net Control from KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri. Same weather as my son, Caleb.
I copy all that loud and clear, George. Yeah, the HF bands have been either very good or not so favorable, but I haven't been able to be in any of the competitions, but otherwise making a lot of great contacts. And yep, the N0A station that'll be up later this month will be a great time. And you know, with the complications with All-Star, ham radio is also about problem solving and figuring things out, and if we can do a little bit of that here, then I think that's just terrific. But all right, are there any more check-ins from the Tri-Lakes area? Please call now. This is KM7CIB Net Control. I'll do one call for any more check-ins from the Tri-Lakes areas. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I'll now take check-ins system-wide for any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check in to the Skywarn Youth Net. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmission. Please call now. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. I'll do one final call for any check-in system-wide with third-party traffic. Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location, if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. Any system-wide check-in include the Link, Star, DMR, and YSF. This is KM7CAB Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Please call now.
Kilo Juliet 7, Mike Charlie November, Joe in Springfield, Oregon. Temperature is 55 degrees and overcast.
All right, I copy KJ7MCN, Joe in Springfield, Oregon with 55 degrees and overcast. Are there any more check-ins from anybody anywhere, including rechecks? Please mail.
This is KN0LZE Todd, Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. I do have some traffic. My traffic's for net control. Which Huntsville, Alabama repeaters? You listed them off a little bit ago. I'll stand by if you could read those back.
Yes, Todd, in Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. The Huntsville repeaters that I have are 444.75, 443.8, 145.33, and 927.4 megahertz. How copy?
Copy the 444.75 and 443.78.
That is 444.75 and 443.8. 443.8 and then 145.3, 927.4.
Copy all three. KN0LZE. Clear.
Sounds good, Todd. All this information is also available on our website at skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. I'll make a final call for check-ins from anywhere and anyone anywhere, including any rechecks, before we close the night. Please call now. This is KM7CIB Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
This is N7DGR from Glide, Oregon.
I copy N7, I believe, Bravo Golf Romeo in Blythe, Oregon. Can I get your name and any weather information you wish to share for the log, please?
Roger, it's actually November 7, Delta Golf Romeo, and I'm in Glide with a G, Oregon, Glide, Oregon. And we have a beautiful 64 degrees today. It's been sunny and clouds and sun all day. I got 29.9 on the barometer and 57% humidity. Roger.
I caught N7 Delta Golf Romeo, I'm glad I asked, in Glide, Oregon, with a G. 64 degrees, sunny with some clouds, 29.9 on the barometer, and I think you said 57% humidity. But I'll do another call for any final check-ins, including rechecks, into the Skywarn Youth Net by any means. Please call now.
This is KJ7BLB, Kilo Juliet 7 Bravo Lima Bravo, in Bend, Oregon, currently 50 degrees.
I copy KJ7BLB in Bend, Oregon, with 50 degrees. Can I get your first name for the log, please?
The name is Judd.
Copy that, Judd. Thank you very much. Are there any more final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks? Please call now. And one final call for final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks. Please call now. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Youth Net. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday at 0030 UTC, or in my case here in the Pacific Northwest at 5:30 p.m. Information about the Skywarn Youth Net is available online on our website at skywarnyouth.net. This is KM7CIB Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73s and good night from Jack, KM7CIB in Central Point, Oregon.